Thank you. So I want to recognize my co-author, Chris Dellum, and this time he did get me the data. Well, and he gave it to me early enough to confuse me terribly, and then I sort of started figuring it out. We collected, I get to that. We collected a lot of data, and he gave me way more than I collected. So there's a lot of data. Issue, roller gins produce fiber with better properties, especially length properties and NEP levels. Ed's group and our roller gin finding the same thing. Roller gins are not found in most areas of the U.S., especially the East. There has been some interest based on our ginning of a few bales with mills want to buy it, and they say, where can we get it? And they say, well, it's California. There is interest in this from mills. I don't know how strong it is, but there is some spoken interest. If we were going to retrofit gin plants, it would require new gin stands plus new lick cleaners. And I was just talking to someone from, I guess it was Loomis, and they'd like to sell all kinds of new equipment. Of course they would. My question is, what would happen if you would not buy new lick cleaners and buy the new gin stands? Of course, you have capacity questions, which I did not address, and my reviewers were kind enough not to hit me on that. But that would be an issue because you have different capacities of those lick cleaners. But that was my purpose. We have these two gin stands there. One, the top one, is the Sol-type gin stand. And the bottom one is a retrofitted Loomis roller gin stand that Loomis took and put on the high-speed adaptations and microprocessor and all of that. PLC, I guess. And so we've had some years of use of that one. Actually, it works pretty well for many varieties of upland cotton. It sort of vibrates with some others. But anyway, it works for most of the cotton that we've grown. We have the Sol-type lint cleaner, which, of course, has condenser, feed works, the Sol region with the grid bars, and then the doffer. Oh, I got these cute little things. Saw cleaning, doffing. Okay. This is the, I called it ALC in this presentation. Aldrich, I called it because it has this Aldrich beater. It's a bunch of, instead of saw teeth, it's a bunch of spikes, round spikes, and they come in sections. The feed works are very similar to what you're familiar with if you're from the East, and I think most of you are. But this thing is different. And this schematic here, they're saying this doesn't work very well. Yeah. There is your beater is in here, your feed works up here, and then there's an air jet after this cleaning here. And so this is what Loomis has to offer for cleaning this kind of cotton. And we have one of those. And then we have this other called a CSLC. It has a cylinder section here with different grid bars, and then it has a saw section. And actually, I took that saw out, so it only had one saw. No feed works. The lint just comes up there and embeds on the saw. And there are some other papers where we talk about this. And actually, Chris has one, I think, where he talks about it. So the plan was to gin cotton with a high-speed roller gin and with the saw gin, and use the saw-type lint cleaner after the saw gin stand, and then three different lint cleaners after the high-speed roller gin. The saw-type lint cleaner, the experimental cylinder saw with no feedworks, and then the Aldrich, which is really designed for this application. Four cotton cultivars, so we had four gin treatments by four cultivars by two reps, 32 lots. And for most of this, we took 3 to 5 samples per lot that ran through the measurement machines. These are the four varieties I used, probably immaterial because they change these every couple years anyway, but we used different varieties. And the different varieties, I guess it's in the results. Different varieties, sometimes many of these measurements were different. But there wasn't an interaction, and so we just took the means. And since gins aren't built to gin one variety anyway, you need to look at what happens with different varieties, and who knows what's going to happen 5 years from now with variety. And then Chris took it. He sent me a couple pictures. He carded it, drew it several times, and then half of it after that, he went ahead and combed it, and then drew it some more, and then ring spun it all. So it's all ring spun. Done on scale size equipment, cotton structure, CSQR in New Orleans, separate for each gin treatment. And since he did half of it combed and half of it carded without combing, that means there are 64 cottons that we studied. Spun into yarn, fiber and yarn, tested for quality. Results. A lot of data, like I mentioned. Lots of data. And I could give you a good chunk and still have plenty left for me. Some of it was in the paper, a small section, and a much smaller section I'm going to present today. Many measurements correlated with cultivar, usually no interaction. Some of them did have interaction, which causes a little trouble, possibly. Lint moisture content was 5.4 to 6.4. So I didn't want to, you know, when you dry up more, you end up damaging the fiber more and you have lower length uniformity and more short fiber with saw ginning. I'm not finding that with roller ginning, but I didn't want to push that level, so we kept the moisture content high for saw ginning. And this is relatively high. And maybe some of the cultivar differences were due to the moisture level out of that cultivar. I didn't examine that either. So this is what happens with some of this. The aphis measurements, this is the cotton in the bale. And you can see length by weight. The Aldrich Lint Cleaner Roller Gin is the longest, although not statistically. Actually, it's next to the longest, but not statistically different from this experimental lint cleaner, I guess we can call it. And the saw gin saw cleaned was the shortest. Upper quartile length, another measurement of length. The only one that was statistically different was saw cleaned, saw ginned. And short fiber content, the roller ginned with these two cleaners was lower than the saw cleaning, and visible foreign matter. These were all the same statistically, except roller gin with the Aldrich Lint Cleaner had the highest trash levels. NEPS is something that most ginners aren't too concerned about, but they are of concern to the mill, and the lowest NEPS were with roller gin with the Aldrich Lint Cleaner, and then the highest were saw ginned with the saw cleaner. So that's aphis measurements of cotton in the bale. HVI measurements of cotton in the bale, also very important. Upper half mean, actually the longest there was the roller ginned with the Aldrich, and then medium levels with the other two lint cleaners, and the shortest fiber with the saw cleaner. We did have some micron air differences. We've seen this before. Sometimes New Mexico doesn't see these differences. I'm not sure if we need to get together and discuss this, but some small micron air differences. This was all fairly high mic. Excuse me? Okay. All fairly high levels of micron air. Not atypical from cotton, very mature cotton grown in the Mid-South. You would say that this is probably a better micron air with the saw, but that's not the point, and I don't think that should be a reason for concern. Uniformity index, highest with roller ginned, and short fiber content lowest with roller ginned. What happens as it goes through the process? This is 2 minutes left completely, huh?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, So Chris took a lot of data, and this isn't even all of it. You could see what happens, but once you've carded it and actually combed it, almost all the differences went away. And the trash level, and I got that foreign matter, you know, it dropped from where there were differences here in the bale and here to, come on, there's no difference in that. It really isn't. Oh, yeah, carding got it up, and with combed it was even lower. So there's virtually no trash level in it, no matter which you look at. Some of the ginning, the mill efficiencies did vary, and those are probably more interesting. The card turnout is probably what you would figure. How much lint do you get after you've carded it, percentage? I should have said that. Comern oils is how much short fiber did you take out? So these two compound and are opposite in effect, but these are all losses to the good line for the mill. So you can see that there are better numbers for some of this, and but the saw hangs in there pretty well. Ends down, no difference. Ends down for combed, much lower, but still no difference for any of the cottons. I guess I better go on. Roller ginned produced better quality lint, especially length and neps. Aldrich lint cleaner gave us higher trash levels. Most measurement differences disappeared after mill treatment. Card and comb losses varied, and ends down did not vary by the ginning treatment, any of the ginning treatments. Conclusions: to maximize fiber length, use the Aldrich cleaner with the high-speed roller gin. Those include length, uniformity, and short fiber content, all. High-speed roller gin by Aldrich also minimized NEPs. However, they had the highest trash levels. Not sure what I have here. Thank you.
Any questions?
Just a comment.
Yeah.
On the Micronair thing, one of the things I've seen over the years is trash levels impact Micronair very subtly. And so the higher trash levels tend to have a point or two, you know, a tenth or more, a little higher mic. That might be something to look at in that data.
Okay.
Quick question. Do you think with the saw, with the roller gin followed by the saw lint cleaner, did you preserve enough to make that worthwhile? What's your initial thought on that? I mean, did you get enough benefit to, or really just shoot yourself in the foot if you use the saw lint cleaner?
It doesn't look like you're shooting yourself in the foot. No, it doesn't. However, we need to do a test where we get everything fully loaded, which the saw lint cleaner was not fully loaded. And but I was amazed at how good the saw clean, saw gin compared to the roller gin, Aldrich clean, which were at full fast, they were close. Once it got through the card, or the comb actually, and then the card was even more so. I was surprised at the small difference.
Andy, were you referring to ginning efficiencies versus what you were getting benefit-wise out of the fiber?
Well, you know what? No, that's what I was really wondering about. Some guys, if in outside of New Mexico and California, if they wanted to do roller ginning up, when they wanted to do, they have to replace their lint cleaners too. Yeah. And that's really the question.
Yeah, basically.
If you want to maximize the quality,
and ignore trash level.
Well, you don't give up a lot, but yeah, if you want to maximize it.
Thanks, Rick.